it's clear that state officials and the Washington County District Attorney are trying to sabotage tribes who are protecting public safety after McGirt. On Friday, even though the state had bed space available for a 17-year-old murder suspect who fell into Cherokee Nation's jurisdiction under McGirt, the Cherokee Nation was told that no beds could be made available for that tribal defendant, even though, as always, Cherokee Nation was ready, willing, and able to pay for bed space, which was readily available. Ultimately, Bartlesville police were asked to put the juvenile in his mother's custody for the night, and instead, Bartlesville police delivered him into the custody of a friend. The Washington County District Attorney on Monday then called up, you know, this radio station and the Bartlesville Examiner newspaper to come down to his office to spin a story with the goal of creating chaos and confusion. They were given news releases from District Attorney Buchanan, which said that the Cherokee Nation could not find bed space for this 17-year-old murder suspect and said that he was loose on the streets because the tribe had run out of room. And this is just blatantly incorrect. And D.A. Buchanan knew this or should have known this because the juvenile has been in secure detention arranged by the Cherokee Nation since Saturday. I think that the D.A. would be better served by trying to help protect communities and work with the Cherokee Nation rather than stirring up confusion and controversy that's aimed at sabotaging the tribes.